USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The committee is seeking an update on the talks with North Korea and also some insight as to what went on during President Trump's closed-door meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Pompeo began with an opening statement.
President Trump has stated that he accepts our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. He has a complete and proper understanding of what happened. I know. I briefed him on it for over a year.
American farmers already receive billions of dollars in federal aid every year. President Trump offered them another $12 billion in aid yesterday due to the trade tensions going on between us and other countries. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says this is only a short-term solution.
This is a temporary measure, hopefully to show China and other countries they cannot bully the U.S. into caving in on unfair trade practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
An automaker's highly revered CEO passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Sergio Marchionne died on Wednesday morning. He was the executive who brought Fiat and Chrysler back from near collapse. He joined Fiat in 2004, leading the Turin-based company's merger with then-bankrupt Chrysler. Then he built the dysfunctional companies into the world's seventh-largest automaker. Marchionne had surgery for a shoulder problem about 3 weeks ago in Switzerland, and word is he died of subsequent complications. He was 66. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new Gallup survey showed that 1 in 4 adults want to completely ban smoking in the United States, and 59% want to see smoking banned in all public places. Gallup also noted that overall Americans do remain largely opposed to a total ban on smoking, but support has edged upward, particularly over the past few years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Bipartisan support is building in the Senate to slap some more sanctions on Russia in wake of President Trump's meeting last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, he joined Fox News earlier today to talk about President Trump's meeting last week with the Russian president and what we're going to be able to find out from that and what we can learn from it.
Look, I think the summit, as I said already before, okay, I don't think it went out very well for the administration and the perception that it left after that first meeting. But then there's rhetoric and words, and then there's action, the policies. And I think so far you could say that while I may not necessarily agree with all the words that the president used in Helsinki, his policies on Russia, if we want to be fair, have been stronger than the previous administration and frankly any administration since the end of the Cold War in dealing with Putin's hostilities. So I'm more interested in policies. You know, Mike Pompeo wasn't the one standing in Helsinki, and at the end of the day he's in charge of implementing the administration's policies through the State Department, and that's what I'm going to focus on are policies. What are we doing to deter the next attack in 2018 if Putin decides to interfere in our elections or in any other year in the future? What are we doing about NATO and Crimea? What are we doing about ISIS and the talks with North Korea and the like? Those are the things I hope we'll focus on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and finally one winning ticket was sold with the correct numbers in last night's Mega Millions jackpot. That person or persons will take home $522 million or a one-time cash option of $308 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.